Hello there, beautiful creators. This is Kadisha King, and today I want to ask you a question. How often do you exercise your freedom to be? I want you to really think about this before jumping straight into an answer, because this is really important. How often are you free? Free from negativity, from judgments, from conditioning, from mental distortions, from illusions, from ego. How often are you free? How often are you separate from concepts of right thoughts, wrong thoughts, as Rumi once said, or right behaviors, wrong behaviors, this, that, attempting to control everything except for the part of your mind that seeks control over everything, instead of simply being free in the moment? How often do you, or can you, just be yourself? Your true self, unmarred and untouched by the delusions and trappings of the ego's personal and social projections, and free from distorted and mindless desires. How often is your unique physical expression connected to your true self and not just to your animal or conditioned nature? Mucking about on planet Earth, moving almost undetectably throughout space and time. Today, we are wrapping up our discussion for the week with, as expected, my reflection on what we have covered so far by, again, reviewing a quote from the Yoga Sutras of Patanjali, where in Sutra 18, the following is emphasized, reminding us that our work as yogis on this Eightfold Path is to, quote, understand the nature completely, then bring it under control, and then push it aside and get liberated, unquote. Noting that, quote, there is no other way except to understand it, handle it properly, and then rise above it, unquote. These three stages of understanding, handling or dealing with, then setting aside the mind, its illusions and its ego, underscores the fact that the main aim of the yogic journey goes far beyond just connecting to our truth in order to make ourselves, and maybe even also the world, better somehow. They remind us that the goal of our journey is to bring our best self into the world, period. Which then naturally makes the world better, not by effort, but by presence and inspiration. It reminds us that we are not responsible for the whole entire galaxy, the cosmos, and everything in between on planet Earth. Just our own expression and presence in it. And this goal remains true even if, for some strange reason, I'm not sure how this would be possible, but if for whatever reason, the beauty of our pure presence never spills out into the world as thoughts, words, and actions to impact any others, and we die at the moment of our realization. But even beyond the goal of attainment of freedom is the process. These steps also remind us to recognize that on our journey to higher states of being and consciousness, self-care is more than just applying external tools to oneself in order to impact one's internal landscape. It is about, in its truest sense, just being in a more present and intentional way and being present in our unique expression and knowing in the world. As we come more fully alive and into our natural, undistorted self, free from attachment and illusions, and therefore free from suffering brought about by our or other people's egos. In this state, we realize, or make as concrete as we can, who we are in the world through or because of our refined presence and not for it, or anything else that it may or may not bring in the form of riches, fame, or even sainthood. Which is why self-care, and therefore our greatest service in the world, is in this way not the process of applying the external perfume of the ego to one's expression in order to delude others or our own ego into believing that our distortions themselves are good, which may or may not cause us to adopt the ideologies of a religion or culture for anything except naturally living by these ideologies as a direct result of our being, for example. Self-care is about washing off all of the contrived fragrances from our true expression entirely, in order to let the beautiful, unmatched essence of our true self come forward as our expression in this world. An expression that is even more lasting and concrete than the very physical forms that we inhabit. In order to become self-realized, we must fully become and come into ourself. Not the world, not our families, not even our work or communities, although we may also be called to do so. We must come into ourselves. We must take on the responsibility of integrating and further making the symbolic choice of minding, for lack of a better word, ourself in order to regulate our body, mind, and spirit, and bring all of these parts into our full expression in the world. And when we can fully live as one whole and integrated being, we are not even attached to what this may specifically mean. We are ourselves and free to be through our own inspired efforts in the world, as opposed to being anything or anyone for any specific purpose. It is in this way that we become elevated from the animal nature that we are born into. And we move closer to our true expression and identity. undistinguished from the divine expression that creates all things, even the animal nature and the ego itself. With connection to this original creative source, we become purer manifestations of truth and can rise above anything that is not truth. Here, we can see all of the distortions of false selfhood laid out for us to look at in the world and be uncontaminated by it. In this state, we put our ego and our true expression into their rightful contexts within our existence and live free from self-inflicted suffering. Your work, as we move forward, if these words resonate with you in any way, is to let the light from within you express itself in the world and to not be attached to this expression for any reason. Or you may only get further trapped in the illusions of your ego. Remember that even when air escapes from our mouth and is colored by the touch of the ego in the form of thoughts, words, and actions, only distortions come out. Imagine what the ego does if your whole life is touched by it. Now, with that in mind, I invite you to let the beautiful music of your true self stream forward from within you in every thought, word, and action that you partake in today. I invite you to feel the joy that comes from simply singing your unique and beautiful song in this world. And let the joy radiate through your entire being. If you choose to do so for experimental purposes, you may also wish to pay attention, close attention, to the numerous ways in which even just a faint note from your essence carried on the wind of your presence for another to make contact with can impact the world. Always remember, however, that your primary work is within yourself. So never get too attached to external outcomes and just create something spectacularly beautiful today. I will see you next week in our next reflection.